Daf is Daf Chaf Aleph. We got to, not we, but at least I got to the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. Mishnah says, Chanas Shebechatzer, if there's a store in a courtyard, Yachal Limchas Biyada Velomarlo, one of the other people living in that area could protest and say, Eini Yachal Lishan, I can't sleep here, Mikol HaNechnissen, Mikol HaYotzen, those are coming in and out. It's just too distracting. About an Osei Kalim, a person who produces and manufactures Kalim, Yotze Mocher Basochashuk, and he's going in and out to the Shuk, just him, no one's coming to buy from him, he's just manufacturing it, and then he's schlepping it to the Shuk, people are not coming in, then the halacha is, Eino Yachal Limchas Biyado V'lo Marla, you can't say for it to him, Eino Yachal Lishon, I can't sleep, Lo Mikol Patish from the hammer, Lo Mikol Arichaimen from the mills, Let me call it Tinokas and not from the children if it's a school teacher. So there's a difference of different types of stores and different types of parnasa people are making. So the first half you are allowed to protest because of all the traffic of the people, but the second half from the work you are not allowed to be mocha. So the Gemara doesn't really, the Mishnah doesn't have a clear distinction. What's the difference? You would think the difference is the people coming in, but at the same time you're hearing like the jackhammer, that's the noisier than people coming in and out. So what's the difference when the Reisha and the Seifa asks the Gemara? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. So Amar Bai says Seifa Asan Lechatzer Acheres. That's the difference. Not the type of parnasa the guy's doing, but in the Reisha is a situation where in that same Chatzer, so you're allowed to protest. You can't bring all this traffic into my courtyard. You can't even bring you can't even manufacture my Chatzer. But the other case is if it's an adjacent chatzer, regardless of what he's doing, but there's noise, I cannot protest what my adjacent chatzer, what's going on in that courtyard. In the chatzer, those could protest, the neighbors, but not the outside chatzer. They cannot protest. So that's the case. Amar Le Rava. Rava says to Abaye, Ihachi, that's really true. That's the chilek in the Mishnah. So listen, chatzer acheres mutter. So the Mishnah should not have spoken of different types of professions. It should have spoken about within that chatzer you could be ma'akev. In a chatzer acheres, then you cannot be ma'akev. And the Mishnah does not say that. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava therefore gives a different distinction between the Reisha and Teifa. And he says, Seifa asan litinokos shel beis Rabban. So the real shaila from this you see is not really, everybody agrees the manufacturer is allowed to do that work because that's his parnasa. The real shaila is in the last line of Mikola Tinoka. So all the children, the mommies and tatis bringing the children back and forth every single day for playgroup and school, that's a lot of traffic also. So the Reisha says if it's a case where people are coming in and out, I'm allowed to stop the guy from doing this. But the Seifa by the children, Mikola Tinoka, I can't stop. So what's the difference? So Rava says the difference is because Seifa Asan litinokos shel beis rabban again, and Rashi says that v'afagab de kol haba machmas acherim lo matzi michuye. Even though it's coming from all the parents and the children making a lot of noise, that you can't stop. Okay, the Gemara explains mitakanas Yeshua ben Gamla from his takana when he started the school system. From that point on, since it was so important, we did not allow the chatzer to protest. If you open up a playgroup in your chatzer, there's no complaining. You're not allowed to complain. So what's the story of the Yeshua ben Gamla? So the Gemara says, "Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav, Baram Zachar Osa Ish Latov." That person should be remembered for good. The Yeshua ben Gamla Shemo. What did he do? Shilmalehu, had it not been for him, Nishtakeach Torah Miyisrael, the Torah would have been forgotten from all of Bnei Yisrael. Shebetchilo Misha Yesh Laav Melam the Torah. Whoever had a father, his father would teach him. But Misha Ein Laav, a person who didn't have a father, Lo Haya Lama Torah. He wouldn't learn. There's no one to teach him. There was no school system at that time. So my darish, what was the drasha that they made? They said, "Vilmatem osam, you should teach them." And they darshaned, "Vilmatem atem, that you should be teaching." Meaning, every single yid has a chiv to teach children, not their own children, but you, "Vilmatem atem, you should be the ones teaching children to make sure children out there, even those who don't have fathers, should be learning as well. And based on this drasha, hiskinu, they made a takana shehu moshivin milamde tinokos b'Yushalayim. They had set up a system only in Yushalayim. And they would have Rebbeim teaching the children.
It sounds like for Rashi that this was their initial drasha was atem, just the fathers should teach their kids. It's talking about the source why they originally were only.
Oh, yeah, this is the where's that Rashi?
The third line.
Matem olsam ha'av atzma mitzvah lelamdo. So only you. That's what you. Yeah? Okay, but only the father has a chiyuv to teach his own children. But what about those who don't have a father? So then, in light of that, then they're misakein that they should place a Mlamet Tinokos in Yushalayim for everyone who didn't have a father to go ascend to Yushalayim and learn there. My Darsh, what was the drasha that they should have set up something in Yushalayim for those who don't have fathers? Kimitzion Tete Sarah. The Torah is a source that comes out of Kimitzion. It comes from Tzion, it comes from Yerushalayim. So therefore, they set up a Beis Sefer in Yerushalayim. It's a very nice Tosos here. Look at Tosos, Dira Maschil, Kimitzion, Teta Sora. Why in Yerushalayim? So he explains, the Fisha Haya Roa Kedusha Gedola, when the children would go and see the tremendous Kedusha, the Kohanim, Oskin, Bavoda, they'd see all the Karbonos, the activity on the Harbayas. And therefore that would inspire them to have proper Yiras Shemayim. Belul Motorah, Kididashina Besifrei, Leman Tilmar Lira. What are the reasons why you go to Maaser Sheni? Why is Maaser Sheni had to go to Yerushalayim? So the Tosa says, Gadol Maaser Sheni, Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Maaser Sheni, which is bringing your Maaser from that year, you bring it to Yerushalayim, it leads to Yiras Shemayim, rather leads to Talmud. The Fisha Haya Omed Bishalayim Achiyocha Maaser Sheni Shalom. They would schlep the Maaser Sheni fruits to Yerushalayim and then wait and eat. It'd take some time, they'd be eating there in Yerushalayim. And while they're there in Yerushalayim, Haya Roe Shekulam Oskim Imlecha Shemayim. They saw everyone so engaged in the Karbanos. Ubavoda Haya Gam Humechavin Lir Shemayim. They'd be inspired by Osik Batorah. So the whole idea, the underlying point of Maaser Sheni was a goal to get them to Har Bayis, to inspire them to learn Torah. And that's what Tosus says. I believe the Sefer Chinuch writes this as well. That's why for Netter Revai as well, Netter Revai and Maaser Sheni are both halakha that you have to schlep the fruits to Yerushalayim. Netter Revai are fourth year fruits. And the whole idea is to inspire the individual to be Osek B'Torah. So they felt the same way that the Melamed Tinokos should be centered in Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzion Tete Sora. Problem was, Adayin Misha Yishal Ahab Hayam Alal Mamdo. That wouldn't really help. If you're the father, so your father could schlep you to Shalim to learn. But again, Mishain Lo Av, one who doesn't have a father, Lo Haya Ola, Vila Alaman, who's going to take him to Shalim to learn? So therefore, that really didn't help. In the light of this, Hiskinu Shehumo Shivin Bechal Pelach Opelach Machnisin Osan Keben Tezain Vekeben Yudzain. So then they established having a school in each city or each medina, however you define what a Pelach is. And when you're 16 or 17 years old, that's when you start learning, which is a very interesting thing. They didn't learn until 16 or 17. Problem was, the Rebbe got upset at the 16-year-old. Imagine, we know what happens in high school. Mabit Bo, he maybe hits him, he kicks him, the Yotza, and he leaves. He said, I'm a big boy, I don't need this from you, I'm out of here, I'm not learning. Za'ad, Shebo Yoshupen Gamla, and this is what he established, V'tiken Shehu Moshivin Melamde Tinokos B'chol Medino Medino U'b'chol V'ir V'ir. He first made it more expansive in every single city, every single medina, the tons of yeshivas. U'machnis Nosa Kiben Sheish Kiben Sheva. They'd start them much younger, which we're more familiar with, 6 or 7 years old. That's when they would start. And the reason why so young is because they're young enough to accept it. The Rebbe says, do this, they'll listen, as opposed to a rebellious 16, 17-year-old, he wouldn't listen. A 6 or 7 year old would get used to accustomed to learning. And Amr La Rav Lerav Shmuel Bashilas Adshis Lo Tikabel. That's a guy on a boy or girl under the age of 6 is not going to listen to their Rebbe, their Mora. You tell them to do one thing, they're going to do something else. They don't know. But once they reach the age of 6, Mikan Ve'elach Kabil, they're going to accept the leadership of their Rebbe. Ve'asver Le Keturah, and Rashi explains, you stuff him up like an ox, you just keep feeding him Torah, teach him, teach him, teach him, when he's 6 years old, doesn't know anything better, and you just teach him as much as he could possibly handle. And Amar Le, a lot of important Yisodos here in teaching, a lot of them still apply today, some of them don't, but a lot of them do still are Nogea today. So Amar Le Rav Le Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Kimachas liyanuka, this certainly doesn't happen anymore and shouldn't happen. When you hit a child who's not listening, a student who's not listening, lo timcha ela baraksa de masana, you should only hit him with a little, like a shoelace, so it shouldn't hurt him. You want to be mazik the boy, you want to just teach him what's the right thing to do, what's not the right thing to do, use a shoelace. The kari, those who are able to learn, so he learns, weiter. But the lo kari, those who are not capable of learning, they're not have, you know, the focus, or they don't have the brains, at least let him sit in the classroom and be around those, and eventually, over time, he'll be inspired to learn, but don't force him too much. Look at Rashi writes here, Tzavsa Lechavi. Tzavsa means lashon of companionship. They talk about the word Tzavsa comes up by a Mitzora also. When a Mitzora goes outside the Oel, outside the Machane, the lashon of Tzavsa is used there as well, having no company with him. So what does it mean, says Rashi? Ein chazakik liyasro yosem idai. Don't force the kid to learn if he's not willing to learn. And don't kick him out of shir either. Ela yoshev ima ha-cherim, says Rashi. Let him sit with the other boys. Bitzavsa with their company. V'sofa lost his life. Eventually he'll come around and start paying attention. But don't push him too much and don't kick him out of yeshiva or out of the classroom. Okay. The Gemara asks now, if a person of the Chatzar wants to become a doctor, now Rashi says, Rofe Mohel, a Mohel. All of our Shas, almost all of our Shas, Rashi always defines a Rofe as a Mohel, not always so clear, but that's Shitas Rashi, a Mohel was a doctor. So Rofe is a Mohel. If a guy wants to be a doctor or an Uman, he wants it to be some profession, Rashi says, an Oman means a Makiz Dam, a blood letter. The Garde, which Rashi explains, doesn't explain what a Garde is. I think a weaver, umelame tinokos, he wants to be a teacher. So all these professions which are going to bring a lot of traffic into the chatzar, so then the b'nei chatzar ma'akfin alav, the other neighbors in that same courtyard could stop him because they don't want the traffic, all the noise. So how come we said before that melame tinokos is permitted, and here it says melame tinokos is not permitted, you could be ma'akiv alav? Gemara says, ha'cha. But my skin on Bitinokos to Akum, you're opening up a public school. When it comes to a public school, there's no heter to open that up in a chatzar. But if it's talking about a Jewish school, yeshiva, then one would be allowed to, and you cannot be ma'akif. Tashma, another brice of the Gemara quotes, Shnayim, Shiyoshin bechatzar, two people are sitting in a chatzar, Upikesh Echad Mehem Lasas Rofe, one guy wants to be a doctor, Uman, Vagidre, Vumlam, Bitinokos, so Chaveiro ma'akiv alav, so the same thing. The guy wants to be a Rebbe, Malami Tinokos, and we could prevent him. Then we say before, you cannot prevent such a person. Answers the Gemara again, Hochanami, Bitinokos, Da'akam, when you want to open up a public school system, that you could stop from doing. Toshma, the Gemara says, quote to Bryce, Mishieshla Bais Bechatzer Ashutfin. A guy has a house in a shared chatzer. Hareza lo yaskirenu. You cannot rent out your property. Lo lerofe, lo leomen, lo legadriv, lo lesofer. Yehudi, not a Jewish sofer. Rashi explains is a melame tinokos, not what we would think as a writer, but it's also referring to a Rebbe. Velo lesofer arami, not to a non-Jewish Rebbe either. So how come here? This is explicit. It's clearly referring to a Jewish Rebbe, a Sofer Yehudi. And we said you cannot open it up if the guy doesn't want you to. He can be Ma'akev. So Gemara says this is referring to a different type of Rebbe. Hacha b'may askinan b'sofer masa. He's the Rebbe of the entire school. He's the principal. He's a principal over many different schools. So that's going to be too much traffic. If it's a Rebbe of 25, 30 kids, a little play group, that's okay. But to be of a whole yeshiva, that you could be Ma'akev alav.
No, nothing,
same as before. People who share property, chatzar together. Amar Rava says, Mitakanas Yoshua ben Gamla ve'elech, from when he made his takana that you should start bringing 6-year-olds into school and you should have more schools all over. So the halacha is, lo mamtinan yunuka mimasa lamasa, you cannot make a child travel from one city to the next city. And Rashi explains, because it's dangerous. Look at Rashi around halfway down, lo mamtinan yunuka mimasa lamasa, lil mod miyom liyom, to go day to day, to send him on a bus when he's very little. Shema yuzek bidrachmiz, might get injured from the driving of the bus or whatever transportation he's taking. Shasatan mekatrek bishas hasakana. The satan becomes a lot of extra strength. We're very vulnerable when we're traveling. It's a shas sakana. And Shinamar pen yikrenu ason. Yaakov was concerned he might something bad happen to him as he's traveling. Elayuchal lakof b'nei also masa lahoshiv malam detinokos. You're able to open up a yeshiva in that local city instead of schlepping him to Manhattan to go to school. You could open him one of the five towns. Aval, the Gemara says, if there's one in a shul from one town over, not a city, but let's say one shul to the next shul, in the same Medina, let's say, or the same city, that one would be allowed to send children on a bus when it goes, let's say, from Woodmere to Farakway. That's probably considered Beit Knishta. V mafsig nahara, but let's say you have to cross over a river together, even though it's all in the same city, then l'matina, and we cannot force a child to go over that river. That's very dangerous. But if there's a bridge which is safe, then you can send the child over that bridge. However, if the bridge is Iika Gamla, which is simply some of those planks of wood, those that you could flip over, we've seen on the movies, maybe we've seen in real life also, I haven't. So lo matiran, then you cannot force the kid to go from over that very dangerous rickety bridge. Amar Rava. Rava says, Sach, like Sach HaKol, the number. What's the amount of how many students can you have in one class? So some yeshivas keep to this, other yeshivas don't keep to this. The Sach is Mikre Dardiki, how many in a class of a Rebbe? Esrin V'chamisha Yunuke, 25 children, 2 students per Rebbe. So it's not practiced in many yeshivas, but we'll see, there's a heter. V'i'ika Chamishin, if there's 50, then most students try, then you need to hire a second Rebbe, you need 2 Rebbe. Bavi'i ika arban, if there's 40, mokmin and reish duchna, you have one head rabbi, and misayin and lay mimasa, then you have an assistant rabbi. So that we do have in many yeshivas, there's an assistant. V'amar Rava, Rava says, hi, Miku Yunuke, this rabbi who teaches how to speak, how to say alapes, the garis, there's one rabbi who knows how to garis, he knows a lot, he knows shas bal pelatzer. And at the same time, ikad da achrina, the garis tvei, and there's a mina, and there's another rabbi who knows even more than that, he knows shas bal yushalmi. So lo misal kinin lei, we do not remove the first guy who's garis, but not as tvei, we don't remove the first guy. Dilma asi lasrule, because the second guy, he just got the new position. He says, listen, I'm a chashiv guy. This guy's a nothing. It's going to get to his head. He's not going to pay attention so much to the children. Look what Rashi says here. Rashi says around 8 lines up, Dilma asa lashrule, which means yispar bilibo. He's going to be so haughty. Shane Kamosa, no one's like me. I'm the best rabbi in town. Bisrasha minatinokos, he's going to get lazy in paying attention to the children. V'lo yira shema yisaku, and he's not going to be scared lest they remove him. So if you're not really, there's nothing on the line for you, you're so confident in your job, so you're not going to be doing a good job at this unless you know there's some guy behind you who's waiting to take your position. So you never remove the first guy, even though the second guy might be better, because the second guy is really going to get to his head and won't do a good job at it. But then comes along Rav Dimi Menaharda Amar, no, kol shekein der garis tvei. We certainly do. We do employ the better, the one who's more of a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because kinas so from Tibur Chachma. Now the guy who just lost his job is going to work hard, is going to create more Chachma, he's going to become better, because that's the only time we find that jealousy is a good thing. So we do appoint the second guy. This way the first guy who just lost his job is going to work harder and become even better, and we'll go back and forth, and we'll have greater Chachma and greater teaching in this world. Vama Rava, Rava says, now honey, trey, mikri, didarki, you have two rabbeim. Two rebbeim for one spot. Chad garis v'lo daig. One guy knows a lot, but he's not so exact in the way he pronounces words. He's not very exact. Chad daig v'lo garis. So the other guy is very precise in everything he says, but he doesn't know as much. So who do you appoint? The guy who's more precise or the guy who knows more? So masfinan hahu de garis v'lo daig. You point the guy who's a bigger talmud chacham. And so he makes some mistakes, not a big deal. Shibashta mimela nafka, eventually the children, even though they make some mistakes now, they'll start saying, when they get older, they'll say it properly. I was taught in yeshiva, there's no difference between a kamatz and a pasach, so that's how the Sfardim say it. Everything's right, ah, for them, even a kamatz is ah. So eventually you learn more if you're an Ashkenaz, and you learn that, no, we ah, oh, kamatz and pasach is an ah. So eventually you grow out of it. But then the Gemara says, no. Rav Dimi Minaharda Amri Mosvinan Didayik Vilogaris. Better for you to appoint, to employ the one who's more precise, even though he's not as learned. Shibashta came into all. Once a person makes a mistake, he's so used to it, he'll never get over it. If a person has a slur, says a certain letter the wrong way when he's younger, if by the time he's 10 they don't fix it, it's very, very hard to change that. And the Gemara says, Dichsev, how do we know this to be the case? So very appropriate for the next few weeks as we're approaching Adar. Quotes a pasuk, Yisheshish Chadashim Yoshev Sham Yoav. For 6 months, Yoav sat there. V'chol Yisrael ad Hichris kol Zachar be'edom, until they killed all the males in Edom. All the male Amalekis, they killed all the Zachars. So Kiyasa l'kameh de David. So when they approach David, so Amar Lai, so David says to them, my time of the Zachi, why do you only kill the males? Why do you leave all the females alive, all the women Amalekis? So Amar Lai, so Yoav says back to David, because the pasuk says, Timcha es Zachar Malek, he pronounces Zachar, all the Zacharim, all the males. That's what the pasuk says. Amar Lai, so he says, Vaha anan Zecha Karinan? Don't we read it as Zecher or Zecher? There's a discussion here, they try to prove from this Gemara here, that it really should be Zecher as opposed to Zecher. Because the only Zecher and Zacher sound more like Zecher and Zacher. Don't sound like, I think it's a Pras Yosef, I haven't looked at it in a while. But based on this Gemara here, they try to prove which is the right way. I don't think the Sfardim repeat it, because I think the Sfardim assume, like the Pras Yosef and the Gemara, that it's definitely Zecher. We also assume Zecher is really the right word. But either way, this is a discussion.
Zecher and Zecher, and there's no difference.
No difference in meaning. Not at all. So he says, okay, so but don't we read, David said, we read it as Zecher or Zecher, whichever way. We don't read it as Zacher. Everyone agrees that's incorrect. So Amar Lei, Yoav says, Yoav rather says, on a Zacher Karina, I was taught the Zacher. That's what my Rebbe taught me. So Azaz Shiloh the Rebbe. So David went ahead and found out, rather Yoav went to ask his Rebbe what the right way to pronounce it is. And he says, Amar Lei, Heach HaKriyasan, how do we read this pasuk? And the Rebbe said, Amar Lei, Zecher. He says we read it as Zecher. So Shakal Safsira Lemikile. So Yoav got very upset. You let me leave yeshiva thinking it was Zacher. You didn't do a good job. You should have taught me the right way. You knew the right way. He wanted to kill him. He took out a spear of some sort. He wanted to kill him. Amalei Amai says, wait, what are you doing here? Why are you trying to kill me? So he says, Amalei, Dichsev, the Pasuk says, Arur Osim Lechas Hashem Remiah. Cursed should be the person who does Lechas Hashem, teaching Remiah, does the wrong way, and you didn't teach me properly. Amalei Shavkei, so they said to him, Shavkei Lahu Gavra, leave the Rebbe alone, delay Kimbara, so he'll be cursed. Don't put it in your hand, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of this curse, you don't get involved. Amalei, what do you mean? But he says, Ksiv, the Pasuk also says, Arur, cursed is the one who's Moneh Harbo Midam, the one who's deserving to be killed, and the guy doesn't kill him, meaning if Yoav doesn't kill the one who should be killed, so then Yoav's going to be cursed. I need to protect myself now, I need to kill him, because see, I'm being Moneh Harav, I'm holding back the sword for a person who I should kill, and he's destroying Klaisa, but not teaching the children the right way. So Ikadamri Katle, Ikadamri Lo Katle. Some say he killed his Rebbe, others say Yoav did not kill his Rebbe.
Sounds like the Rebbe was pretty good.
His Talmud
is quoting all these
pesukim. But even that's so exact. Yeah, so that's a medayik. One nakuda. Well, so this is a bit. This is important nakuda here. I mean, there wouldn't be Amalekis left had he known the right word.
Yeah, it just seems like he taught him the right way. He just didn't learn it.
Right. So part of the Rebbe is not simply teaching it. It's also making sure the kids know. You have to test them, hold them accountable. Just because you're up there and you know everything, if you're not careful what the children walk away with, that's also the responsibility of the Rebbe. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Mikra Yunuka, Shasla, a Rebbe who teaches Aleph Beis, a Shasla, which is a gardener, Tavcha is a Toveach, a butcher, V'umna, we said before, was a Makizdam, a Sofer, Masa, which we said earlier was Rashi's Lavlar, this case we're saying Sofer means a writer, a scribe, Kulam, Kumusran v'omdin ninu. All these professions are already considered, forewarned that if they make something wrong, they make a mistake, they're responsible because they know that what they do is really irreversible. If they plant the wrong thing, if they write the wrong letter, these things you can't change. So they're already considered musran v'omdin, and they're responsible that klalo demilsa. The rule is kol pseida de lo hadar musra v'omedhu. Something that's irreversible, they are held responsible for, even though there wasn't something wrong. They weren't warned before, and they're considered, they know that their profession they're going into, they have to be responsible for any damage. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rav Huna Hai Bar. Say it again. He's already warned. He's ready, even though you never actually gave him a formal warning, he knows when he enters in his profession, he makes a mistake, he's responsible for paying damage. Even though they didn't warn, don't do that, he knows if he makes a mistake, if he kills the animal doing makizdam or does something wrong like that, he can't change anymore, he's responsible.
Rashi says, and you'll be able to remove him also.
Rashi says here, Kamusin v'omdin, three lines down from the top, Shlo Yikalkalu, he's already warned that he can't make a mistake. V'im Kilkul, if he does destroy something, Misalkin Lahu, you could remove him, Belas Raisa, without having to warn him, Apa Pishlo Hisu Ben Kodem Lachain, even though he wasn't warned, he's considered already warned. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Hai Bar Mivoa, Doki Rechaya. There's a guy in a Mavoy. Mavoy, as we know, is an alleyway, and there are many Chatzeros that are an offshoot of this alley. So the guy from Bar Mivoa, the guy in a Mavoy, opens up a Rechai, opens up a millster, whatever you'd call it, some mill for people to use, and he'd rent it out. We also Bar Mivoa, another guy from that same Mavoy, Chavre, his friend, his neighbor, Kimoki Gave, he also opens up his own store to start using his mill. So Dinahu Demake Valave. So the guy could stop him from opening up your Rechaim store. I was the first one to open up the pizza store here. You can't open up the pizza store in the same Mavoy. The Amalei, he says, Kapas Kasle Lichiuso. You're cutting off my Parnasa here. That's not making money. That's not fair. So, Lema Mesaile. So let's bring the following as a support. It says, Marchikin Metsudas Hadag, Min Hadag, Kamali Ritas Hadag. When it comes to fishermen, so the fishermen, they say, you have to distance your boat from my boat. The distance of a ritas hadag, the distance of a dog which runs or swims, how far a goldfish could go or a salmon could go, that's the distance of, I don't know, 50 feet, 100 feet that you have to separate the different fishing boats. So we see that you cannot infringe upon the property, on the parnasa.
What does that mean, swimming in what?
You're in the lake.
I'm saying, but fish can swim for miles.
So if it's miles, you have to separate miles. Whatever that, how far it could go in a retest, in a big swim of that fish, if it's a dolphin you're catching, or a whale or a shark, whatever that distance is, you have to separate that distance from the other boats. So I'm sure they have these different rules out there in the ocean. Rules, I don't know, do they?
Yeah.
They probably must have some rules of how people's different borders and respect each other. So that's the respect. So we see that you have to separate when it comes to people's parnasa. So too, when it comes to opening up a store, whatever that store is, you cannot open up in that same mavoi. And Mekama, how big is this? Asks the Gemara. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna ad parsa. So they say parsa. So I'm sure it depends on the type of fish. But that's the shear that they gave a parsa, is how the distance you have to separate each of the fishing boats. Mara says it sounds very much the same, but it's different. Shiny dagim, fish are different. The yahive siara. The fish are very different. There we have to be extra careful. What's a yahave siara? So Rashi explains here around 10 narrow lines down. Shiny dagim, yahave siara. Nosin ayin bihibatam, lios nogin larutz lamakum shiro shamazonos. You put a little food in and you see all the fish, they swarm to that food. And hokach kevin shikir zeh charo. So once the fisherman realizes the hole or wherever the fish are coming from, he knows the source of the fish. Bonasim mazonos beso chamali ritzatz, and now he places the food, the bait, in the water. Batuachu, he's so certain, shiokadenu, he's going to catch all these fish. The Havalei says, if kiman dematalyode, says if he already caught them, even though he didn't yet, but nimsa chaver maziko, now your friend comes over and takes him out with a net, that's being mazik. It's almost like, I'm not sure what he calls mazik, it's almost like gazela, he's taking it right out of his hand. Avahach, when it comes to our different storefronts, even though it's the same thing we're selling, the same service, misha ba'etzli yavo, misha ba'etzlicha yavo. I'm not stealing your customers. They can decide where they want to go on their own. They're human beings. They have their own, their baal bechiras. So I'm not taking the fish, or the customers away from you. They decide where they want to go. So you can't bring me a proof from there. Doesn't mean it's permitted to do this. You just can't bring a proof from the case of the fish. So Gemara comes along with the Gemara now, halfway down the page, Amar le Ravina le Rava. Lema Rav Huna Damar Krav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Huna, who is the one who says you cannot open up the same type of store in the Mavoi, let's say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? It's Tznan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo yechalik chenvani kalios ve'gozun letinokos mibneshe margilin esto. You can't start giving out gifts and candies to the kids in the store because they're going to want to come back often. Mommy, can we go to that store because they give out the nice lollipops? Can we go to that barber? They have very nice lollipops. That you can't do. That's unfair, unfair marketing. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So too, you cannot open up the same type of store in a Mavoi. The Gemara concludes the Brisa saying, Chachamim, however, permitted Matirin, they permitted doing such a thing. You're allowed to give out candies and gifts in the store. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to only be like Rabbi Yehuda. Even Chachamim would agree you cannot open up the same store, the same type of store in the Mavoi. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan aleha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rabbanan. Only arguing Rabbi Yehuda there. Hasam ela damar le ana kamafigina emgozi. As pagina shiuski. Meaning, I'm not doing anything that you can't do. I'm providing you, I'm giving out these types of nuts, you give out those types of nuts. I give out these gifts, you give out those gifts. We could do, it's not unfair. We have the same opportunity. You do the same thing. You put in the same investment. It'll be the same cost for you. That's considered fair marketing. About Hacha, when it comes to this case, opening up the same Rechaim and the same Mavoi, Afidi Rabbanan Modi, even Rabbi the Chachamim will agree, you cannot open up the same store in the Mavoi. Modu, they'll agree, Damrle, Kapaskis Le Chiyusa. You're cutting down, you're shaving down my customers now, and that's not permitted.
And the Rashi said that not. And the Rashi said you can go, they have their own.
No, that's how we just said that you can't bring in proof from the dog. There's a difference. But in the end of the day, we paskin that you're not allowed to open up the same storefront in the same mavor. Gemara asks the question, Meisive. Also, Adam Chanus Betzad Chanuso, Shel Chaveru, a guy could open up a store, Mamish right next door, one pizza store next to another pizza store, Mamish Bepesach Betzad Chanuso. You could have him in one bathhouse next to the next bathhouse. You could have a nail salon right next to a nail salon. You go on Central Avenue, there's multiple ones throughout Central Avenue. None of them are mamish next to each other, but they're still within a few stores of each other, many of these. And this is all permitted. You cannot protest this. The guy could say, listen, you do what you want in your store that you're renting. I'm doing what I want in my storefront. So it sounds like you're allowed to open up the same Rechaim store in the same Mavur. And the Gemara says, you're right, it's really a Tanaihi. It's really Machlokas Tanaim, whether there's an Isser of Asagas Gvul. That's in essence what's going on here. It's Asagas Gvul in really going into the guy's his territory of making money. Is that permitted or not? The Sani, the Brisa says, Kofin B'nei Mavos Zed Zed. They could force each other, those who live in the Mavur, Shlo Lahoshiv B'neim L'chayiv L'borski V'lo Malame Tinokos. They could protest anyone making a tailor or leather tanner or a rebbe, v'lo echa mibnei balei umos, and any of the other professions, u'lishcheino in Kofayo. But to his neighbor who wants to go, Rashi says, to his neighbor who lives in the same mavoi, who wants to open up the same trade, that you cannot stop from opening him. Meaning the Tanakhama says you are allowed to open up multiple pizza stores in the same mavoi. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Af L'Shcheino Kofayo, no, even if your neighbor wants to open up, you could stop him as well. There would be a violation of Asaga's Gvul of opening up the same trade shop in the same Mavla. That's Machlokas tonight. There's so much to go on here. I mean, I'm not going through all this stuff, but there's a lot of Ian and Halacha that comes out of all these sugyas. Yeah.
Are we saying, though, according to the Tanakhama, that within the Mavla you still do have an ability to stop him? What's the reason that according to the Tanakhama you could stop him?
He says the Shcheino, you cannot stop him, the Tanakhama.
He says you
open up one. So that's I think a separate point. Right. So those points I thought were referring to what it said here. I thought it was referring to different types of professions.
Just the general issue of professions.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I think it's referring to. But when it comes to a profession that's permitted to be opened up, you are allowed to have multiple pizza stores, multiple whatever the profession is. That's allowed for the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's aser because hasagas gvul. Marnell says last 10 lines of the Amud here. Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Pshidali, it's obvious to me. Barmasa, Abarmasa, Achrisa, Masi Me'akev. So you have a guy sitting, I'm living in Woodmere. Now you have some guy from Brooklyn come here and open up a sushi store, let's say. So now I can say, listen, you don't live here. Take your sushi store and get out of here. Go in Brooklyn. You have no rights to the Five Town City. But that's considered, that's Pashit, that I could stop him from opening up this shop here. So then, Vishayach. If the guy shayach abar mavor even dinafshe lo matze matze ma deskipal on here, he shayach bekarga dehacha lo matze ma'akev. If let's say the guy shayach, he pays taxes. He lives in Brooklyn, but he's paying the Nassau County Five Towns taxes. So then he's shayach even though he doesn't live here, but paying taxes considered that you're shayach to the city. Then he does have the right to open up a sushi store here, and you cannot be ma'akev. That's when it comes to cities. Now, let's say bar mevo, a bar mevo. Let's say people living in the same city, two different mavois. So what's the lacha here? So bar mevo, a bar mevo, the nafshe lo matze me'akev. So what's this case here? So a guy comes to his, to his own mavoi. You cannot prevent him. If they both live there, you're not allowed to prevent the guy from opening up the shop. But the question becomes, by Rav Huna, bray the Rav Yehoshua, bar mevo, a bar mevo, the acharina, my, let's say they both live in the same city, but different neighborhoods of the city. That's one guy's from the outside Mavoi. He wants to open up a pizza store in my Mavoi. Can you be Ma'akiv in that case? It's the same city, but different Mavois. Where do you draw the lines here? Who has the rights to the different neighborhoods? So the Gemara doesn't have an answer. The Gemara ends off in a teku. They're not sure if he would have the rights to open up or not in the adjacent neighborhood. And then the Gemara says, and we'll finish these last few lines here. Amar Rav Yosef, Modi Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees. B'mikri Dardiki, when it comes to a Rebbe, D'lamatzi Me'akev, you cannot stop him. He wants to open up a new yeshiva. We have like five new yeshivas opening up next year. So he wants to open up a new yeshiva. That you cannot be Me'akev, no matter where he comes from. The Amar Mar, because the statement is, Kinas Sofrim Tarbe Chachma. Because jealousy, when it comes to more competition, we know more competition when it comes to teaching is a wonderful thing because it makes all the Rebbeim much better and then creates much better products of the students. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's so much Ian, so much Halach here.